It's 2 p.m. down at the pier in Castle Bay. Festivities are about to begin. The Vattersea Boys Entertainment are tuning up and setting up the PA system, and the boats have already started coming in. First one in, beautiful yellow and blue boat, trawler boat I think, called Cheerful. And wow, they're just flooding in now. 1, 2, 3, 4 coming in through the bay, coming from all over the island. And the sun is gorgeous, and the buntings and the flags, and the whole pier is lit up in colour and sunshine. Oh, it's going to be a good day. Piper aboard one of the approaching boats. It's already a great spectacle, and there's only a few boats so far, but it's looking great. Well, it's nearly 23 in the afternoon, and the gathering's getting busier and busier and busier down here at the harbour at the pier. And cars coming in from all quarters, the boats are flooding in, all regaled in buntings of their own kind and masts and flags. And beautiful, beautiful, and it's a gorgeous afternoon. And the altar's set up on the back of a big low-loader truck. And the musicians are there, as I said before, the Vattersea Boys, and there's also a couple of wee pipe bands. And we picked a spot to sit and enjoy the service of mass just in front of the trailer itself. Just sitting there, people watching and listening. And lo and behold, I decided to stand up, and who did I stand up and bump right into was a lady, a renowned lady off the island, Margaret, given her Sunday name. If you watch the Island Parish series, you'll know better as Craggy Aggie. Oh, she was looking splendid, you know, in her Sunday best. And I just started blathering to her, and she talked to me and Mary, and then she announced it was her 80th birthday. So I gave her a big hug and a cuddle, and a kiss, and said happy birthday to her, and you know, she was delighted with it. And then she told us a wee bit about things on the island, and that was great. And the Father John Paul came along and gave her a wee push to get her out the road, because they're all sparring partners on the island parish, and apparently they were sparring partners in real life. Anyway, she would keep him on his toes about his lack of fluent Gaelic. He definitely speaks fluent Gaelic now, anyway. So that was a nice wee touch to do that, and we've only got 20 minutes to go before the service starts, and I'm just taking a wee wander back up the main street, if you can call it a main street. But my goodness, there's not even a parking space left, and so many people coming down here today. It's going to be wonderful. And I'm just popping up here to get it back, leave Mary alone for 5 or 10 minutes, and see what else is happening. And then we'll let him. It'll be the service, and then I'll speak again after that. Hopefully get some good footage.